This Blitz podcast is brought to you by Bravado Wireless. Available online at bravadowireless.com.
818 here on the Blitz 1170, about 12 minutes away from Matt Mainuri, the South Florida Bull. Pardon me, from John Walker, still at Stillwater News Press. Talk a little Oklahoma State football. I just gave away our next guest. Welcome to our telephones, Matt Mainuri from SouthFloridaBulls.com. We're talking a little South Florida football in advance of the American Athletic Conference Media Days. Our show will be there live next Monday and Tuesday. Matt, thank you very much for your time. It's going to be an interesting time for South Florida. This team has struggled over the last few years, but you have for yourself a brand new head coach. What's the feeling like around Tampa?
Well, actually, there's a big buzz for Alex Grolich coming in from Tennessee as Tennessee's former offensive coordinator. For the spring game, it sold out, actually, which I've never seen. It was on campus, held at Corbett Stadium, which is a soccer stadium, and only holds about 4,000 people. So the overflow ended up at the baseball field, watching it on the video board. So that's pretty cool.
It is unusual, like you said, but it is cool. And, you know, you mentioned, Coach, this guy's got a great, great background, including he spent a year at Oklahoma State. He was the GA here in Stillwater in 2008. He was in Toledo. He was at Illinois. He was at Iowa State, UCF, and then, as you said, Tennessee. When he comes to this program, what does he inherit? I know you lost some receivers. I know you struggled last year. What is he going to take over? What's good?
Well, to be honest with you, I think the key piece that he's bringing back is going to be Gary Bohannon, the former Baylor transfer. I mean, he's a really, really solid QB. There just is a lot of attrition between graduation and the transfer portal. But I will say that he did actually pick up DJ Harris. I think he's going to be a big impact player, a transfer from Texas. And I do believe that Mike Brown Stevens from Minnesota. But we do have guys like Amaris Brown at DB. I'm trying to think who else. Kelly Joyner is now going to be in the slot. So there's still talent to actually work with.
Where do you start with a team that was 1-11 last year? I mean, what's the beginning point? What's got to get better fast first?
Well, more than one win. I mean, to be honest, it was a really tough time under Jeff Scott. 4-29 in 3 years. It was a rough go of it.
Well, there's no doubt about that.
I do want to say, Goish really came in hot from the very start, being very strong about his passion, about how the culture was going to be, how guys were going to, you know, study, how they were going to be in the locker room, how they were going to be on the field. And he's really trying to instill that. And it really brought back so many former players. I was very, very, very impressed. There were 70 former players at the spring game, which I haven't seen before.
Matt Mainuri is with us talking to South Florida football, South Florida Bulls. They'll be, of course, playing the American Athletic Conference along with the University of Tulsa this year, as they have been. I'm Rick Corey with Scott File on this drive to work on Monday.
Yeah, you mentioned there's buzz around campus about this team. Other than winning more than one game, what are the expectations for this season?
It's just growth. To see passion on the field. You know, there was a lot of listless behavior that happened over several years towards the tail end of Charlie Strong's time and the Jeff Scott era. I think what all fans want to see is passion, you know, the team playing together and consecutive and progressive improvement. So, you know, game after game, there got to be steps. Now, I do know that we do have to play Alabama at home this year, so that's not going to quite go as well in game three. But otherwise, I believe that you should see is grow, grow, grow. I mean, I wouldn't put, you know, six wins given the schedule, you know, out of play.
That would be a big, big move and a big kind of a shock, I think. Matt Mainuri from SouthFloridaBulls.com talking about South Florida football with us. This is a defense that gave up over 6 yards a carry last year, gave up, I think it was 9 yards a carry to Temple. And I saw that defense in person. It wasn't good. Have there been any additions? You mentioned one corner, but you need some line play.
Oh, absolutely. So I think actually the big additions did come on the line. So Lloyd Sumrall coming in from Florida. You have Emmanuel Hickman coming in from ECU. There's one other player that I'm mad at myself about, but there's one more that's really good too, and I'm really excited to see you know, what? So Kevin Patrick was brought back. He's a former Bolt, longtime coach, and he's a very passionate guy about the program. And I really think you're going to see a different looking defense starting with the line this season.
You know, with the announcement of a building of an on-campus facility, and I mean, I've been there a lot to broadcast games, and Raymond James Stadium is cool and all, but that's not a place that South Florida should be playing. What do you think of this on this facility they're going to build? I've not seen any renderings. What does it look like? When's it going to happen, and how much will it help things?
Well, I'll start with this. Mike Kelly, our athletic director, has done a great job. The IPF is built. I saw it for the spring game. It's beautiful. Now we've got a $340 million budget, essentially, for a 40,000 capacity stadium on campus. And I think that's going to bring culture, the culture that the school needs. While Raymond James is very nice, we need the culture that comes with being on campus, alumni returning to campus, the investment in what happens when that occurs. So I think it'll have a huge impact.
What are some of the timelines for that? Because all I've seen is plan.
Well, they're currently working on it. I believe that they're trying to get everything down to a T before they release anything. But I believe it's going to be done by 2026, for fall 26.
In the meantime, is that enough to recruit? Is that enough to kind of move the program absolutely. Forward?
Absolutely, absolutely. With the IPF, like I said, it's wonderful. And then you just go ahead and add on the on-campus stadium. I mean, the school has invested more in football this year than they have the entire time in program history. And that's all led by Michael Kelly. So, you know, the school's putting their foot forward, and I believe that Alex Golish is going to set the right standard and recruit properly, and we're going to see this thing take off again.
With the loss of UCF to the Big 12, how much emphasis is there around the UCF program to now become, you know, the real bell cow program in Central Florida for the American?
Well, wait, that's confusing. So, you said UCF twice. So
it's UCF. How much emphasis is it on the USF program to become the bell cow program in Central Florida?
I think that's a standard. I mean, personally, I mean, I'm an alumni from 2009. I was there during the heyday for Matt Rothy and all the times when we were ranked. I mean, that's a standard. That's where we should be at all the time. Even under Willie Taggart, it was the same way. People don't like to reflect on that very much, but we were blowing people out. Everyone went to the NFL. Even Marquez Valdes-Scantling just got a Super Bowl ring. So I think that has to be the culture, that has to be the expectation, and that there's no excuses with the amount of talent around us.
Well, that might be easy to say. It's just not been the case the last few years. Was the slip-up entirely in coaching? Was it in recruiting? Was it at the AD spot, or was it across the board?
No, it was definitely a blend of coaching and recruiting. A lot of it was not bringing players in and letting them grow and letting them play. There a lot of under Jeff Scott and under Charlie Strong, a lot of key positions like quarterback, running back, wide receiver. Guys were recruited, sat for 2 years, and then watched transfers get brought in right in front of them. And I think that's just not the way to do things. So you got to build the culture from the ground up. And again, to refer to Willie Taggart, he did the very same thing. He struggled at first, whether it was, you know, 2-4, 2-10 to, it was like 5-8 or something like that. And then the next thing you know, it's 10-2 and 11-2. So it's, you know, the growth takes time. So the expectations can't be, we're tired of losing, so this season we have to see everything. You know what I mean? So it's kind of a rebuild, but I believe that it will happen in years to come.
Well, it will be an interesting process to watch. And as Scott said, this is going to be important for the league. And I think it's important for the league, for South Florida, to be something in every sport. So I think it'll be fun, hopefully, to have them do that, because it's always fun to go to Tampa. Matt, we appreciate your time. Thank you very much for filling us in on the Bulls.
Thank you.
Thank you for...